Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Wednesday, August 31st of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Cleveland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from. However you found this program, I'm just grateful to God that you have decided to tune in tonight, as I do consider it a privilege every time I do the broadcast. I really do consider it an honor. I always like to say, wherever you're tuning in from, however you're tuning in, there's a lot of different ways people tune in. Some tune in on their phone. Others, you know, tune in by, you know, some tune in by calling in. Others tune in by logging on the Blog Talk Radio. And there's these different ways that they can be a part of the program. And I always am thankful when they tune in. Amen. And so that is something that I thank God for, that we have the technology to be able to do this using the website. Because obviously there was a day that there was no internet. And I thank God that we're able to bring this to you, to people all around the world, in all these different countries. Whether you be in here in America, here in Michigan, America, or if you happen to be from places like Africa, Asia, you know, India. India's a country, but Asia's a continent. Brazil. And United Kingdom. Australia. Just to name a few of the countries where we have people that tune in to this program. I want to mention to you something. And that is, Labor Day is coming up Monday, which means the unofficial end to summer. People, including myself, would say, oh, because obviously certain people don't want summer to be over. But then fall comes, and there's things that come with fall. Of course, you know, football. Even though football is starting this week, collegiate level. And then next week, it starts up the regular season at the pro level. And obviously, I wouldn't want fall starting. I wouldn't want football to start at, like, for the regular season and like the start of August. That would be a little bit early in my mind. But we do have one last, you could call it summer weekend, for the barbecues and the what have you. And I'm going to be in the Detroit area. I'm going to this big jazz festival in downtown Detroit one of the days. And also there's some different, couple different, you know, parks and a beach and that are in the Detroit area. And while I'm in downtown, I'm going to ride the People Mover, which is an elevated train that goes over some of the streets of downtown Detroit. Obviously, not all the streets, but some of the streets, like I said, in downtown Detroit. Later on in September will be the North American International Auto Show, back after a 2-year hiatus. It will be held in Augusta, downtown Detroit, at Huntington Place. Formerly TCF Center, before that, Cobo Hall. And to me, it'll always be Cobo. It'll always be Cobo. I went to the North American Auto Show multiple different times, and it's always a great experience every time I go. And I was at all of the last three, 2017, 18, and 19. It will not be in January anymore. It was going to start being in June, but for whatever reason, they decided to change it to September. I'm sure they're going to see how this year goes and then go from there to see how they can make it better, of course. And so I am looking forward to it, the program. I really am. I'm into the bottle show. Late September, and of course, auto capital of the world, Detroit. Now, why Flint tries to call themselves the vehicle city, while Detroit goes by Motor City, I don't know. I mean, Buick was from Flint, but then there's these motorcycles. I'm trying to figure out why, Brittany, why do so many people hate the Rockets? You know, the Rocket motorcycles, those Rockets.
Oh, the crotch Rockets.
Yeah.
Because they're dangerous.
What's so dangerous about them?
The people that drive them.
Nobody good drives them? Do they all drive dumb, everyone who drives one?
No, not necessarily. I just don't like them because they're unsafe. That's any motorcycle. And they go really fast, and that's unnecessary. Why do you need to go that fast? I don't like that.
Do you know of anyone who drives one that's a good driver?
No.
What about the one we saw yesterday?
No, that wasn't fair. He cut us all in line because he could fit through us.
He probably has one of those. I could see a police chase with one of those. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, one thing about that is it might get loud. Because the crotch rockets are very loud. That's why I was yelling, might get loud yesterday when we were hearing it, remember?
Yeah.
Because was anybody following it or no? And it's guaranteed that I'll be in the shadow before long. Do you know of anyone who has one of those rockets?
No.
I thought Kaylee said she knew someone who had one of those rockets.
She does.
She does. Who?
I'm not sure. Some of her friends, she said.
That have them?
Yep.
Have you ever seen a girl driving one?
Yes.
You have?
One of my cousin's friends.
Is she cool? Is she cool?
Yeah.
I think it's cool when you see these people driving these rockets. I like them. But why are they so hard to sit on? I've been told they're hard to sit on.
They're like you're laying on your belly.
You're literally laying on your belly while you're driving it, literally laying down?
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah.
So you're doing what I'm doing on the cliffhanger.
Right. Kind of. More on an angle.
So would that be like me trying to imagine me riding on the cliffhanger? Only I'm driving in it, and it's on the open road.
Right.
Would you be more apt to be on the cliffhanger or on one of those rockets?
Cliffhangers.
For the cliffhanger, you could probably enjoy and possibly feel relaxed, right?
Yeah.
Do you see why that ride's kind of relaxing and a thriller at the same time?
Yeah.
Because in a way, that's kind of what it is. It's kind of a hybrid in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like you get to lay down and rest on it.
Yeah.
Now imagine if your mattress was like that. Wouldn't that feel weird?
Yeah.
Because just in the middle of the night, you could push the ride button by mistake. Then it would feel weird, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
If you pushed the take me for a ride button. That's what I would call it, take me for a ride button. That's a good name for it, isn't it? Or the ride me button.
Yeah. That's actually fun.
Yeah, what that button would do would be like it would just take you up in the airways and you feel like you're on the cliffhanger at the fair. But anyhow. So the Ford Auto Show will be going on in a few weeks. And so I'll be looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. All right. So tonight, Football Central will be back on tonight, and I got four different games to pick. I got a Midland game, a Bow game, a Michigan game, and a Michigan State game to pick. And then when I come back next week, we'll see how I did. Now, last week, I was very good on one prediction, but on the other prediction, the Dow prediction, I got kicked in the teeth. Almost literally. I said it would go one way, and it totally went the other way by more than I could have imagined. So no wonder I would say I felt like I got kicked in the teeth. I know, right? Sometimes it could just happen though. And that's literally what it felt like. And here comes good old Wawa. Drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. What movie is that from where the guy yells, drink water? Is that from a movie or am I just making that up?
If it is a movie, I don't know what it is.
A couple different people have tried to make it sound like there's a certain movie where the guy keeps yelling, drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. Is it Waterboy, do you think, or is it something else?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Did you ever watch Waterboy?
No.
What do you mean you didn't watch Waterboy, Brittany? What do you mean you didn't watch Waterboy?
Didn't. Sorry.
No, I had watched it for the first time several months ago, and I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty entertaining. I really did. I just really was. I mean, now to some of y'all, you might have thought, well, should I really watch it? Well, I thought it was a good movie. It's about this guy, this team who hadn't won a game in a couple of years. This guy gets invited to play on the team. They start winning. His mom decides to call football foosball. And then he would tell his mom he was going to play foosball. So, Brittany, that means we're not going to football games, we're going to foosball games.
Okay.
That means, so what they were playing on Friday night, that was just foosball. That was foosball. Or you're not buying it because it doesn't look like a foosball to you.
I don't even know what a foosball is.
You don't know what a foosball is? You've never seen a foosball table?
So.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
My grandpa had a foosball table in an old house. And ping pong.
You're saying I should know what it is because I'm old? Are you calling me old?
No.
You better not be, Brad.
I'm not calling you old. I know what a foosball table is. I would think you would know what a foosball table is. Go look up foosball table. And maybe you'll know what I'm talking about. Case in point.
So it's kind of like a beer pong ball that gets hit between these little soccer
players. I thought it was like ping pong.
Foosball is the little guys in the table that you twist. You don't even know what it is.
So it's not even a ball. Ping pong is a ball.
Ping pong, yeah.
I heard of ping pong. I've also heard of foosball. But he would tell his mom that he was going to play foosball when instead he was playing football. But nonetheless, it was a good movie, I thought. But enough of that. All right. Now, all seriousness, folks. Folks. I want to remind you of a couple things. First of all, I want to remind you about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how gracious the Lord has been. Let me tell you, he's been awesome. He healed my hands from warts when I was little. He healed me from cancer of the colon lining. He healed my kidneys, my immune system. Among other things, and I thank the Lord he's done in my life. And I know something. What I know is that God not finished with me yet. And whatever God has started in you, he's not done. And I know he's not done. And I know that I will see it to completion in my life. And I don't have to sit there and wonder, because I know that he has me. He has me in his hands. And so I just thank the Lord for what he's doing, for what he's gonna do, because I know that he is going to move mightily on my life. And guess what? He's going to move mightily on your behalf if you let him. You have to ask him. And so, praise God. Another thing I want to remind you about. Oh, you can go to the website to get the book. You can go to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to search for, in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. Whenever you sow your seed, I pray over that seed. And I do it because I want you blessed. I want to see God move on your behalf, whatever it is that you're believing for. Because I might not know what you're believing for, but God knows what you're believing for. And you know what? I want to see you receive what it is that you're believing for from God. I want to see you receive it. Amen. I do. And you know what? I just know that God's going to do it. To sow your seed, go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. S-H-U-K-L-A. And what that does that lets you know where the money's going as you can keep the show going. And I always thank God every time I sow a seed. I really do. And it's not something that I take lightly. Amen. Now, I am going to open the Word of God, but first, I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to know that you are on our side. That you are on our side, that you are making a way for us where it seems to be no way. But I know that you are making a way for us right here, right now. And I know that you are for us. And if you are for us, who can be against us? No one can be against us because you're for us. And I thank you for that, Master, because I know that you're going to move mightily on our behalf. And I don't take lightly of any of that. I really don't. No, I don't. And I thank you that you meet every need representing this program. You know what it is that these people have need of. And I know that they are going to meet, that you are going to meet all their needs. You are going to meet all their needs, Master, and I know you will. And I know that you have us in your hand. Thank you that you are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the soon coming king. And that you know everything that we need. And you'll give it to us according to your riches and glory. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. And amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I thank you for what you are doing in our lives right there, right here, right now. And I know that you will make a way for us when it seems like there is no way. You make a way. Because I know that you will make a way right here, right now. And I thank you, Master, for our time in the Word tonight. That as we study your Word, you'll make yourself known to us. And I just thank you, Master, for that. That you are doing that. That you know what we need. And that you're meeting the need right here, right now. Now, I make my confession over this program. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In the name of Jesus. Me to James 1, if you would please. Hallelujah, James 1. And we will see what the Lord has for us tonight. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. And I want to begin with verse 2. And it says, beginning in verse 2, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whether you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must furnish its will, work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man. And a double-minded man is unstable of all of his ways. The brother and humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat, and without its blossom falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised those that he loves him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted to evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted, even his own evil desire. He is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father, the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. That you might be a kind of first fruit of all you created. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so and humbly accept the word that is planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so receive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word does not do what it says. Like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. The man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has hurt, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight vine on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: orphans and widows and their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Chapter 2. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. Suppose a man meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes, you say, "Here's a good seat for you." But you say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet." Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and kingdom he promised through? I love him. You have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering you for the noble name of him whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law that is found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law of lawbreakers, or whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is waking up. What's it? He who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become lawbreakers. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law who gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or a sister clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith to itself, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is dead being alone. Someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds. I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God. Even the demons believe that. You suffer. I'm shuddered. You foolish man. Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Just not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You see that his faith and his actions were working together. His faith was made complete by what he did. The scripture was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him in righteousness. He was called God's friend. You see, that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. So the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit, so faith without deeds is dead. All right. Now, James is powerful. I could just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. But obviously, got to stop somewhere. So, you see, the first chapter talks a lot about sin and temptation. And sin is very dangerous. If you know to do good and you're not doing it, it's a sin in the eyes of God. God set it up this way. I don't want you to think that it's just some man set up. No, man did not set it that way. God did. All scripture is inspired by God. And he says, you know, that if you know to do good and you're not doing it, you're sinning. And that means if you know to do good and you're not doing it, you're sinning. That's what it means. Whether you think so or not, it's true. And I know it. Amen. Now, how about that? Yeah, there are certain sins in there that he warns us about. You know, get rid of, you know, immorality and these different other things that it talks about. But as Christians, things that as Christians we shouldn't be doing. Okay. So that's what I was talking about there. And then also, if you go into chapter 2, he talks about how we shouldn't show favoritism to a certain group. And it mentions, you know, don't tell the rich person, sit in the super nice seat, or tell the poor person, you know, just sit on the floor, just because you can see their status, maybe based on what they're wearing. And so, and it even said in there, do not discriminate. So, obviously, you know, it's not good to be, you know, racist, sexist, or anything like that. And I curse all the demons that come with that stuff. I curse all those demons right now. Because we're better than that. We love people. And let's go to what loving people means. Is not being... it means being, I know what God called you to be. And being a loving person. But that doesn't mean you condone sin. No. No, no, no. Another thing it talks about in there, don't be a hearer only of the word of God. It's not good to be a hearer only. Tuning into my program every night when I give you the word of God. When I give you the word of God and you go to church and your pastor reads you the uncompromised word of God. But then you could keep deciding in your own life, I'm not going to do it. Why should I do that? Why should I do that? Then it's not going to do you the same amount of good as if you actually do what the Word of God says to do. I always pray, you know, may these people be doers of the Word and not hearers only. That's why I pray that. On this program, because it's much better to be a doer of the word than to just be a hearer. And if you're just a hearer, then it's like this. In one ear, out the other. I don't want that. I want the word of God to be affecting us in the way that it should be affecting us. Because how do you let the word have a good effect on you? Do it. Do what it says. Walk in faith. The deeds match your faith. Because we read something at the end of tonight. Of the reading tonight. Multiple times it's trying to get across to us. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Faith without works is dead, being alone. If I have faith without works, it's not going to do the same amount of good for me. If I have deeds, but I have no faith because I doubt God, then that's not going to help me either. You have to have both. You have to have both. Have to. And that's why this is so important, that we don't, that we watch, you know, who we pay attention to, who we listen to. Because certain preachers will try to tell you, you know, this part of the Bible is not for today, it's for the Old Testament only, it's, you know, they'll try to water it down, why tithe, tithing is Old Testament, and all that kind of stuff. Nope. Tithing's for today. That's just an example. Jesus still heals today. You can take it to the bank. Still delivers today. Take it to the bank. And he talks about, well, and man, James was a fire shooter, man. He was just powerful. I love James. The book of James, I mean. We did not read it tonight, but of course James 4:7 says, submit yourselves unto God. You don't have to go to James 4:7. There's a couple of verses around it, but I'm going to. There's still a little tug in my spirit that I was supposed to read those verses. So I'm going to. Amen. Start with verse 1 so we can read this passage. Verse 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you can't have what you want. You quarrel and fight, but you don't have it because you don't ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask amiss. So you may spend what you get. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit that he caused to live and is envious intensely, but he gives us more grace? That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
watch this verse. Watch. Brittany, are you going to say it? What did the guy at the fair say? Nope, watch. He didn't say walk. Watch. Pay attention. Therefore, submit yourselves unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, he will draw nigh to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, wail. Change your laughter to mourning, your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you up. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or sister and judges him or her speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? So you see here, what we read is submit to God. Submit to God. That's ultimately who we should submit our life to is God. That's part of what a Christian is supposed to be. Someone who is submitted to God. Not to all this other stuff. Not submitted to the world. Not submitted to, you know, all this other stuff. In fact, we just read to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. That makes it clear, folks. Clear. What about that to you, screams blur? Nothing. I love this text. I love it. I love the text that we read from tonight. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. What's that mean? Well, don't be all prideful. Pride is kind of like bad breath. Everybody knows you got it but you. Everybody knows you got it but you. You don't know you got it. Guess what? Pride comes before the fall. Oh, Miracle Man, it does. Yep. It comes before the fall. And so, well, you know what he does to the humble? He gives grace to the humble. And so that's why we're supposed to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. So that he can lift us up. If I draw near unto God, he will draw near unto me. It's as simple as that. That's not a hard thing to figure out. It's easy to figure out.
When I draw near to God, he will draw near to me. That's how it works. When we read a big, read word tonight that says, you know, that says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Part of what that means is the word says, submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Then I think that means that we should submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us. I don't want to give any place to the devil. I don't want to give any place to the devil. Kick him out the door. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great, rich word we read tonight. This word we read tonight is so true. It's so crystal clear. I pray that these people would understand it, that they would have it in them to do the word of God, that they would seek you with their own life, that they would read their Bible, that they would read the word, that they would study it, that they would live the way it says. No, my. That they would, in fact, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's start. Now I want to get into some sports, starting with some high school football. Starting with Midland, Friday night, Midland is taking on Mount Pleasant in Mount Pleasant, 7 o'clock, Mount Pleasant Memorial High School, and a 1-0 taking on a 1-0. Midland High, last check, was ranked like number 9 in division. No, Mount Pleasant was ranked number 9 in Division 3. They might be ranked more like 8 or something, or 7. As they got a big win over Kalamazoo Central on Friday. Now they're going to host a Midland team in the Chemics who thrilled their homecoming, their home fans, including myself, to a nail-biting win against Cadillac when they won 27-21. Now they have to face Cadillac. I mean, not one. Mount Pleasant, Midland is often a close game. It really is. It is usually played very tough. The last Midland Mount Pleasant game was very gritty. Sometimes it can come down to one score. They really can. Last year, Mount Pleasant went into that game undefeated. And they beat us 26-19. Midland did a great job on the run on Friday when they played Cadillac.
So they ran a lot more than they passed. Cadillac, on the other hand, did a lot more throwing than passing. Midland will have to do better against the throw in order to win. Now, I don't know what Mount Pleasant's better at, whether they're better through the air or on the ground. But I'm sure they're working on a game plan. My honest prediction is Pleasant Mountain 25, Atomic Brooks 21. So Mount Pleasant will win 25-21 over Midland and Mount Pleasant Friday. Now, tomorrow night, Midland Stadium, 7 o'clock. Dow, Arthur Hill. Excuse me, Saginaw United. Because Arthur Hill and Saginaw are now merged. This is the case of athletics. So, my prediction. When I look at the Dow struggled week one against Fenton. Do I think Dow will bounce back? I think they will in a big way. That being said, my honest prediction, Dow Jones Industrial, 38, Team United, 12. And that's my honest prediction. Michigan will take on Colorado State at the Big House. And they have a very easy September schedule, folks. Michigan does. So I'm expecting a blow-up. Winning again, 58. Mountain State, 7. Michigan State taking on Western Michigan. Friday night in East Lansing, and they will be looking to get back to winning, just like what they did last year. They had a great season last year, Spartans did. Both Michigan and Michigan State both surprised me last year, to my delight. And it was great to see how well both teams did. I think we'll see more of the same this year. Michigan and Michigan State generally do very well against Western Michigan. So, my prediction. Izzo State, 28, Western, 7. My prediction, Mount Pleasant beats Midland. Dow beats Saginaw United. Michigan will win over Colorado State. And then Michigan State will beat Western Michigan. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always, have a great Labor Day weekend, and see you next time. So long, everybody.